This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good listener, a great colleague, anything but a bomb thrower. His bombs are cerebral bombs, and they're very effective.
Mark Halperin.
Jeffrey Rosen, the Democrats stopped Robert Bork by painting him as outside the mainstream, and that's the standard a lot of Democrats, including Senator Schumer, have laid down. In his writings, in his comments, is there anything about this nominee that suggests Democrats will succeed in saying, like Bork, he's, quote, outside the mainstream?
Well, they'll probably.
No, Judge Gorsuch is not outside the mainstream in the sense that he is a principled conservative who is very much in the mold of Scalia. But what's interesting is that he may be more libertarian than Scalia in a willingness to check the excesses of the president and Congress. Gorsuch, more than Scalia, has questioned the constitutional underpinnings of the regulatory state, from environmental regulations to immigration restrictions. Ordinarily, progressives wouldn't like that, but now that they want the Supreme Court to check the excesses of President Trump and a Republican Congress, it's possible that the more Jeffersonian justice, Gorsuch, might ultimately side more with progressives than the Hamiltonian Scalia.
If there's one area that Democrats...
Well, Jeffrey Rosen commenting on Donald Trump's nominee, one that he said early on during his campaign. Remember, he gave his list of 20-plus jurists that he was looking at, offered up to the people, and, you know, to his word, offered Judge Neil Gorsuch to be considered. Was that amazing to you? I mean, what Horace Cooper shared with us, that, you know, the kind of money that we're talking about to get this judge seated... this is going to be incredible. And this is all because of the contention that's going on. This is a fight royale that we're talking about. Again, you know, they use terms like, you know, a mainstream jurist. What do you define as mainstream? You know, for conservatives, this guy is right there in the wheelhouse. He's an originalist. You know, those that know him say that he has conducted himself with humility. I mean, even as he expresses himself, appears to be very humble and established and set in his perspective and what he, you know, his job as a judge is supposed to be, not to create law, but to interpret, which is what our founding fathers, and which, you know, many, you talk about mainstream, I think that's what mainstream America, those that voted this time around, are saying that, look, we need to have somebody who's calling balls and strikes, as they say, not sitting there trying to say, well, you know, I know the pitcher intended to throw a strike. It was technically, it was a ball, but, you know, I think his intent was to throw a strike, so I'm going to call it a strike. You know, is that what this comes down to, Scott? I mean, is it that it's kind of that goofy, I guess. But as Horace pointed out, you know, progressives are saying, look, we don't, you know, we're not buying into this, you know, this Federalist idea. You know, the people, the minions, you know, they're just irresponsible. They're not capable of ruling themselves. You know, they need us. If they didn't have us, could you imagine, you know, our world, America, would be to hell in a handbasket. It would go by the wayside. So, you know, the fact that we have hundreds of years of examples and successes, dare I say, of the people ruling themselves, you know, hey, forget about that. You know, America could have done so much better if it was left up to the elites. But, you know, really, if you really break this down and you look at the major problems that have occurred in this country, it's been because of the elites, not because of the people. You know, so here it is. The fight is on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fight worth having. This is for the very soul and the future of this country. Yes, it happens to be in the form of fighting for this judge, who they say is of the mold of one Antonin Scalia. And some would say, okay, look, if you know, that kind of balances things out. We had we replace an Antonin Scalia with an Antonin Scalia jurist, no harm, no foul. But look at, hey, progressives are not going to give up ground easily. It is going to be a fight to the end, and so get ready. It's going to be messy. You may want to turn off your TV for a while.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, Ronald Reagan himself said a nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation. Okay, did you get that? A nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation. And his voice echoes through the ages. It is part of his legacy. But do we have ears to hear? Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Michael Cutler is with us. Michael is one of America's foremost experts on U.S. law enforcement at a federal level. His career started with the INS in 1971, later transitioned to work with the DEA, being eventually promoted to senior special agent assigned to the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, but always carried an INS badge as he teamed with the FBI, ATF, U.S. Customs, and local law enforcement. So needless to say, Michael's well qualified to talk on this next topic. Michael, let's bring you on here. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
It's great joining you. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing wonderful. Hey, I want to talk about this past weekend.
What a weekend.
I'm sure you're watching this and you're going, oy vey.
Remember Nancy Ames, that was the week that was, but she sang it and looked a hell of a lot better than I could ever. So.
Well, yeah, it is, but, you know, this one's been a tough one to put to music, no doubt about it. But you know, there's so, when things like this happen, boy, it just gives progressives a foothold, and people who are of that ilk that just want to be as negative as they can be. So let's break it down. What was right and what was wrong about this executive order?
There was nothing wrong with it. Let's start with that.
Okay.
And, you know, by the way, I'm registered as a Democrat. I can't tell you the last time I voted for a Democrat. They are an embarrassment because they're not Democrats.
Mm.
And the term progressive is misleading. They're regressive. They are totalitarians. There's nothing liberal about them. They are lying through their teeth. They should call themselves the Hypocrites Party rather than the Democrats Party. You know, Barack Obama came up with that list of seven countries.
Yes.
Think about that, for starters. And if you look at the immigration laws, the president has the absolute authority to bar individual aliens and classes of aliens if he believes that their presence in our country would be detrimental to America or Americans, and especially if they threaten national security. And if you look at what Jimmy Carter did in 1980, and I was an agent with the INS, number one, we went out and arrested all the Iranians that we could find who were here in violation of law because they had overrun our embassy in Tehran. In fact, the State Department official I had worked with was the RSO at the State Department, at the embassy. Mm-hmm. He was one of the hostages. Also, he barred all Iranians from entering the United States. In 2011, Barack Obama suspended the processing of applications by all Iraqi refugees when it was discovered that two such refugees in Kentucky, their fingerprints were found on IEDs in the Middle East.
Exactly.
So you look at that, you look at, this is really also quite interesting, Dianne Feinstein testified before a hearing held by the Senate Judiciary Committee 2 days short of the fifth anniversary of the bombing at the World Trade Center in 1993. The hearing was February 24th, 1998. And here's her quote. I'm also concerned that we need to strengthen further our immigration laws and procedures to counter foreign terrorist operations. I have grave reservations regarding the practice of issuing visas to terrorist-supporting countries and INS's inability to track those who come into this country.
Now, so what changed, Michael Cutler?
Donald Trump is now sitting in the Oval Office.
That's what changed, yeah.
How in the world could anyone criticize the president? We've seen San Bernardino. We've seen Boston.
Okay? Orlando. We
certainly saw 9/11. Right. We've seen what's happened in Belgium. We've seen what's happened in France. How many more Americans are supposed to be blown up or destroyed or killed or run down by trucks by people who we can prevent from entering the United States in the first place? How's that for an unreasonable question?
Well, you know, exactly. Well, and but that's not going to stop them. You know, they are going out there blathering with their rhetoric and creating boogeymen that aren't there, Michael.
Right. The president is violating the Constitution. No, he's not. The president has an obligation to protect America and all states against invasion. What do you call it when enemy combatants cross into your country and kill people?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
A bad weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, this is so crazy. Right. And look at the media, how complicit they are. Oh, these are Muslim countries. Yeah, they are. And there's other things they have in common. But what's specifically unusual about those seven countries is essentially they are failed states.
Right.
They are countries that are associated with terrorism. If Trump wanted to keep out Muslims, why was he picking on Yemen and those other countries? He could have blocked everyone from Indonesia.
Right.
Indonesia's population by itself is almost greater than the population of all of those seven countries on the list combined.
Exactly.
So if the president's goal, we're going to keep out the Muslims, why in the world wasn't Indonesia on that list? Or
well, it doesn't hold any water in the face of logic here and clear evidence. I mean, you're talking about 8 to 12%, roughly. I've heard the number range in there of of Muslims, Muslim nations here. So we're not talking a huge number. And on top of that, the media itself, as you say, is complicit. They're talking about it being a ban. It's not a ban. It's a moratorium. It's a timeout, which is what he said all along, right?
Right, and there's a point I want to make. You know, I write for a bunch of websites. I write for CAPSWeb.org, Californians of Population Stabilization. I write for The Social Contract. But I also write for Front Page Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning they published my article, Aliens Guaranteed Entry into the United States, with a question mark, the subtitle, Trump's Executive Order on Immigration and the Recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. What he's doing is exactly consistent with the 9/11 Commission. When was the last time you heard Obama talk about the 9/11 Commission?
Never.
And here's something interesting, again, going to the media. How many times did you hear the reports on all the major networks? Think of these poor people on those airplanes, and they had been issued visas, and then they were turned around. So here's the news alert. An alien with a visa is not guaranteed entry into the United States. I quickly did a search, and on Customs and Border Protection website, there was a report issued about 2013. In 2013, guess how many aliens who had been issued visas by the State Department were nevertheless barred from entering the United States? Take a guess.
I'd have no idea, Michael. You know.
205,000. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of people stopped because they come from countries where we're concerned about terrorism. But under the Obama administration in 2013, 205,000 aliens who had been issued visas were turned around or held for a hearing before an immigration judge.
Wow.
Why doesn't anybody point that out?
Yeah, well, that's why we need you here to point that out. And you also point out, Michael, that airports are authorized but not obligated to admit or reject aliens at any point of entry, right?
Yep. By the way, folks, please go to my website, michaelcutler.net, C-U-T-L-E-R, one word, michaelcutler.net, and get involved. counter the lies being told by these people. They're dangerous lies, putting American lives at risk.
And you got to know what you believe. Don't fall into the echo chamber rhetoric out there that these supposed progressives are putting upon us, because they're flat out lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Cutler, one of America's foremost experts on U.S. law enforcement at the federal level. Michael, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Great.
Appreciate it.
You, Bill. Have a great day.
You got it. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's a great day because you make it so. Okay, we're going to start out that way. We're going to look at the glass half full, not half empty. Boy, I'll tell you, and it's tough. I agree with you. It is tough in this kind of environment that is so contentious, that is just, you know, just looking for another fight to pick here instead of looking at, you know, the opportunity that we have before us with a president who is about doing the people's work and about trying to get this country back on track. Now, and I can appreciate that everybody has a different perspective as to what that means to get the country back on track. I mean, 7 out of 10 have said, hey, we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, that's a good start. Now, what does on track look like? And this is what we're ferreting out right now. And, you know, prayerfully, hopefully, we can have a civil conversation, but it's going to be tough. It is rather contentious. And I think, in part, as Scott was saying earlier, and even Michael Cutler, is that, you know, people are so interested. It's so much about themselves. It's not about, you know, we the people. It's not about, you know, the concept that was established for, that our founding fathers put their treasure, their very lives, their reputation, their business, everything they put on the line for the sake of this, you know, this representative government, this federalist government. What an awesome opportunity. What a grand experiment to this day that remains a beacon of hope to many people. You know, as one immigrant said the other day, he says, well, why do you think that we're attracted to America? Well, you know, that's what you have to, you know, decide for yourself. I mean, people come here for different reasons, but I think more than anything else is that they see it as the land of hope and freedom and opportunity. And now more than ever, we have a chance to experience that again. And this next generation, it could be a grand example for them. And it's almost like we've been given another opportunity to save this institution, because we were on the brink. I mean, you imagine what this country could look like had there been, you know, the heir apparent that Barack Obama had intended. You know, Hillary Clinton, what would this country look like? You know, a whole different perspective altogether. But Michael Cutler brings up some good points here, and quite interesting that, you know, it's all falling form and things that were established, you know, by even Barack Obama. So now they're being implemented, and it's like supposedly it's a foul here. You know, it's like, okay, what's going on here? Well, hey, it's time to talk celebrity chef time. We got Richard Ingram with us. He is no stranger to creating appetizing dishes. And just to give you a little bit of background, I mean, he's Dwayne Wade's private chef. And we're going to be talking about savory and flavorful pork dishes for the big game and Black History Month as well. Richard, let's bring you on right now. How you doing? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, you know, it's look at you know, we're all looking at the same glass. I tell people we're all looking at the same glass. Some want to see it half full. Some want to see it half empty. But I'm excited.
I am too. Hey, be alive this morning. You know?
Amen. Amen. I'm with you. Hey, we got you here. And, you know, for you, what an opportunity. I mean, who would have thought years ago you'd be a celebrity chef? You're cooking for the stars, you know, like Dwayne Wade. You're putting these dishes together, and you're a go-to person. You know, when we get hungry and we want something real special and unique, you know, here you are living the life, huh?
It is definitely a blessing, and I'm so honored and blessed to be able to do what I do,
yeah,
and to love it at that, you know?
Right. Now, you've got an interesting and exciting partnership with the National Pork Board. Tell our audience about that.
Well, I'm so excited to partner up with the National Pork Board to be able to bring to the public our Taste of Now campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And what that basically entails is basically telling the viewers about how flavorful pork is, how quick and easy the process of cooking it is, and the most important thing, that it's a great value. And with the big game coming up, you know you're going to try to feed a multitude of people, and you want to do something that's cost-effective, but something that they will remember, be able to go home and talk about, not just about the game, but talk about what they ate at the big game party. Am I right?
Exactly.
So why not use pork?
Well, I got to tell you, I think you channeled me last night, because normally I do not choose pork. And I was at one of my favorite restaurants. I'm in California these days, and okay. One of my favorite restaurants here is Gulliver's Restaurant. It's old John Wayne's old hangout there in Irvine, California, across from the airport. And I had a pork chop. And I think it's because I knew we were going to be talking about pork this morning.
But listen, that's the way the universe works.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, to your point, absolutely, absolutely delicious. It was terrific. And you say that pork is the protein for your everyday meals. And, this is something that we need to, you know, get refocused on.
Oh, most definitely. Especially in the beginning part of the year, you know, where everybody's making these resolutions about being healthier. Everybody wants to exercise. Are you on that bandwagon? Have you made those resolutions?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Of course.
Exactly.
So, you know, so of course, so, you know, when you're exercising, what you're doing is essentially you're tearing that muscle down so that it can be rebuilt all over again. Mm-hmm. And what you need to rebuild that muscle is protein.
Yes.
So why not bring in a protein that's lean, like pork, flavorful, is quick and easy to make because, of course, even though you work out, you have to either go back to work or you have other things that you need to do. So you don't have a lot of time to sit over a stove. Pork is very easy to make, very quick to make, and, you know, with the different cuts. And, again, it's a great value. So it's something that you can use and get your money's worth out of for your friends and for yourself.
Exactly. Well, Richard, big game coming up this weekend. I want to hear about your favorite dishes.
Now, listen, for this big game, you know that you have to have ribs. Am I correct?
Yeah, oh, got to have ribs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, we have a recipe on porkbeinspired.com, which is our oven-roasted back ribs. And with those ribs, we use the process of a rub. And in that rub, we use paprika, we use garlic, and a couple of other seasonings and spices. And we mix those together, and we rub those on top of our ribs, okay? Now, once we do that, we wrap it inside of some saran wrap, and we put it to bed inside of our refrigerator overnight so that it can marinate and those flavors start to permeate into the ribs to give it that nice flavor that we want. Now, the next morning you get up, you take that plastic off, you preheat your oven to 350 degrees, you put it on a pan and you put it inside, and you roast them. Now, roasting is a great technique if you're trying to cook healthier because you're not using any excess fats and oils and things like that. You're letting the flavor of those ribs really cook within themselves. And once you bring it out, you're going to make your sauce, which consists of some ketchup, some brown sugar, some mustard, and other spices. You rub that on top or you lather it on top of those ribs, put them back in the oven, and you let that caramelize. And now you have some sticky, great goodness with those ribs and that you just cut them right up, serve them to your people. And because it's at a great value, you know that you're going to need a lot of them, so you're going to be able to do it, and it's not going to hurt your pockets at all.
Exactly. Richard, you just, you know, you're making everybody hungry here, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I break it down for you.
You did great. look, we're running out of time here. We got about a minute left here, but I want to give you a chance to talk about your favorite cuts of pork and what are the lean cuts of pork that we need to be aware of.
Well, the leaner cuts of pork that you want to be aware of is your pork tenderloin. And then you have several types of chops. You have your New York chop, you have your strip chop, and you also have my favorite, which is the porterhouse chop. But you can learn more about these different types of pork chop cut, different types of pork. You can also learn about different techniques on how to cook it and different recipes by going to porkbeinspired.com.
Wow, good stuff here. Richard, thank you so much. I mean, hey, big game day for this weekend is going to be even more special with these great recipe ideas. And I'm sure our audience, they may not have been thinking about pork, but they're thinking about pork now.
That's right.
Hey, we can do it early and do it often. I mean, we can have pre-game and get into pork a couple days early just to, you know, because it's all part of the buildup, right?
Just to test it out, most definitely.
Exactly. Richard Ingram, thank you so much for being with us. Richard is Dwayne Wade's private chef, and we appreciate him showcasing those savory and flavorful pork dishes, and make sure you check out his website for more information. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, just the way you like it. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Sally Satel is with us. She's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute. Her research areas include mental health policy, including the psychological impact of war and disasters, domestic drug policy, political trends in medicine, as well as transplant policy. And Dr. Satel, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk about the opioid epidemic. It has come to the front. As you and I were talking before we went on the air, you're saying, they're saying epidemic. I say they. This is the general consensus. But it's been around so long, as you state, that it's become endemic. And this is a very complex and I think a confusing topic because it has been around so long. What do you say?
Yeah, it's actually, it really started to appear, I would say, the roots of it would have been in probably the almost the late 90s. And that is around the time when doctors became much more aware of the a problem with under-treatment of pain. And in a completely humane effort to compensate for that, now the pendulum has sort of swung too far to the other side, where prescribing opioid drugs that people know by their names, Vicodin, Percocet, and especially a very potent one called OxyContin, mm-hmm. which is a long-acting form of oxycodone, they were perhaps a little too liberal and were treating non-cancer pain in a fairly almost cavalier way, meaning they might give out a whole month's worth of Vicodin when really all someone needed was 3 days worth or a week because they had a bad tooth, you know, a toothful, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much that the people who were prescribed these medications abused them, but some of them did, that is true. But the fact simply is that too many of these medications were in circulation. And that's how they fell into the hands of people whose main agenda was to misuse them.
Exactly.
So that, for example, people might look in their grandfather's cabinet, medicine chest, and there was a large supply of OxyContin because the grandfather did have cancer. Now, as I said, a drug like OxyContin would be prescribed for cancer, but not a whole mayonnaise jar's worth, which usually is these huge quantities. So that's how these drugs got out, and they were these places called pill mills. The law enforcement has largely shut them down, but up until about 2010, especially in Florida, but other states, a person could basically walk in, say he had back pain, there'd be kind of a shady doctor in charge, and he'd write a prescription, and this was basically as if one was buying drugs. So
right.
When people say we should legalize drugs and this will help our problem, we've already seen what legalizing drugs
exactly.
do, because it
right.
happened. We had that experiment.
Yeah, we just talked last week with the writers of the new book on Kermit Gosnell, and then this is what he was doing. He was selling, you know, drugs out the back door, so to speak. He had a multi-million-dollar operation that was happening.
Yeah. So anyway, this started happening, and as I said, around the late 90s, and then about 2000, we've noticed that OxyContin was being sold on the street, and people were chopping up the pills and snorting them, and it became its own sort of black market. And between 1999 and around 2014, overdose deaths have about quadrupled. However, lately, the deaths from these prescription painkillers have sort of they're still increasing, but at a much the slope is a lot more shallow. And what's taken off now is actually heroin and
yes.
to some extent fentanyl. And so last year, about 33,000 people died from overdoses of all opioids. These are all opioid drugs. They're all derived from morphine in some way. And but most of the increase in the last few years was actually from heroin, because prescribing rates have actually now fallen off a bit as doctors become, you know, much more sensitized to the fact that patients often don't either pass the drugs along or they themselves don't use them quite as prescribed. So, but the point is, yeah, this problem definitely still exists.
Well, when you have 2.6 million people addicted here, and, you know, the whole process, like you say, started out with, you know, a sense of compassion, but the genie's out of the bottle. How do we get the genie back in the bottle here, Sally?
Well, we've already started getting, this is a very vexing problem, because as you get one genie back in the bottle, I'll focus on OxyContin, and say that in 2010, that medication was reformulated in such a way that then people could no longer chop it up and snort it or inject it.
Right.
And so the good news, you might say, is that OxyContin-related deaths did go down, but they were compensated for by deaths that were caused by people then going to what are called immediate release drugs, like Percocets and hydrocodones and Vicodin drugs. So they took, you know, more of those in illicit ways, and or they moved on to heroin. So there's almost, you can think of a virus in the way an infectious epidemic, you know, the way the virus or the bacteria evolve over time. It's almost as if once we kind of clamp down on one drug of abuse, people will move on to another. Now, not everyone moves on, and certainly not everyone who misused prescription pills moved on to heroin. It was a subgroup of people, mm-hmm. but enough, you know, so that, again, the overdose rates are still very, very worrisome.
Well, as you say, this is complex. There's a lot of moving parts to this. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of proposition. And I imagine, you know, all the people coming together, I say all the people, you know, those that who are, you know, trying to come up with the right solutions here, you know, whether we talk about, well, let's talk about the person, and maybe it's a brain disease issue.
No, it's just something that's a very popular way of referring to addiction. I know you were just echoing, you know, what I wrote in an article.
That's what I get. See, I get in trouble for reading your article, so.
No. That's perfectly good. Right. The only reason why, of course, drugs affect the brain, but they affect so much more of the person as well. And we should be optimistic here to the extent that we have excellent treatments, especially for opioids. They're one of the few drugs of abuse that we actually have medications for. With nothing for cocaine, a few for alcohol, but for opioids, we have the old standby methadone. I know that has some baggage associated with it. It's around since the 60s, but I happen to work in a methadone clinic, and you don't need to be on it forever. You can, but it substitutes for the drug you've been abusing, but of course it's pharmaceutically pure. And it's given in an environment with counseling and with, you know, with some degree of supervision. But that's what a lot of these folks need, because their lives are out of control and they need a regimen, and they need to have their urines checked, and they need to talk with someone really intensively about how to put their lives back together. There's another medication called buprenorphine or Suboxone, which is an excellent medication. I think a little naively, we thought that doctors could treat patients, primary care doctors and psychiatrists could treat people out of their office with buprenorphine, and that's a little difficult. It works very well for some people, but actually some of the supervision that we use in a methadone clinic, because you can only get methadone in a clinic, not from a doctor, would actually probably help for people who are in the early stages of their stabilization when they get buprenorphine as well. So some clinics are being set up for buprenorphine. So that's very good. And finally, I'll say the criminal justice system is becoming ever more enlightened. They used to...
Exactly. Well, Sally, we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Dr. Sally Satel, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, and how to treat an opioid epidemic.
At web.com, want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriors2summits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if there was ever a time that we needed to keep fighting the good fight, the spiritual battle continues at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Alveda King is with us. She serves as a pastoral associate and director of civil rights for the unborn, the African-American Outreach for Priests for Life, and Gospel of Life Ministries, among many other things. Alveda, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
It's wonderful to join you and your listeners, Bill, and hello, everyone.
You know, well, I got to tell you, Dr. King, I was really impressed with your cousin, Martin Luther King III, when he met with Donald Trump and what he had to say. I got to say, I can only imagine his father had to be proud of him, because he was a voice and remains a voice of reason and calm, even though the media tried to bait him into some sort of controversy over John Lewis. I got to tell you, I was so impressed. I'm saying this is a man whose voice needs to be elevated and that people need to listen to, because he's a definite bridge builder.
Bill, I agree with you. My cousin Martin III is certainly a bridge builder. His father would be very happy to see him continuing the legacy. We're all a part of the King family legacy, the Williams King family, mm-hmm. With the marriage of Daddy King and Mama King. And Uncle Emile, of course, urged in nonviolence and reason. There are six steps of nonviolent conflict resolution that Martin and all of us are very schooled in, and we practice those. So I join my cousin Martin in saying that these conflicts can be resolved. They just must be resolved peacefully. So you are so right in acknowledging that, and I join you with that acknowledgement.
Well, Alveda, I want to also get your read on Donald Trump's promise to put forth a conservative, and I would say mainstream. I mean, the progressives are trying to hijack the idea of mainstream, but if anybody is mainstream representative of this last election, I would say Judge Gorsuch really fits that mold. Do you?
I agree with that, Judge Gorsuch. has a long track record of being fair, balanced, and just wanting to be good for America. And if you can connect the dots, if you give me just a couple of seconds, as President Trump continues to drain the swamp, there are some connections here, some dots. So President Trump's appointments can solve America's abortion crisis. Now, let me add this up for you. The connections are uncanny, to say the least. For example, for the past 8 years, the Supreme Court, Social Security, failing public schools, tax problems, health crises have been connected with liberal abortion policy. So if you abort 60 million people over a period of time, when abortion became legal in 73, today Social Security doesn't have enough money because there are 60 million people who will never pay into it. The public schools are failing and shutting down, but you've aborted most of the half of the children, at least, who would have attended those schools, with the families who would have helped make those school systems better. The health industry, the breast cancer, cervical cancer, and all the problems that a lot of the women are having are connected to harmful abortion shots and pills and chemicals and all of that stuff that keeps women from having healthy reproductive systems. And so now with the new Supreme Court justice, with Betsy DeVos over at the Department of Education, with Dr. Ben Carson, if he could fix a brain, he could certainly help an urban community where we
right.
have three.
So exactly.
putting all of this together, it's making sense. Let's connect the dots.
Well, and then we're not even talking, bring into the calculus, Dr. King, the immigration issue. That is contributing to the problem even more so, right?
Never to call ISIS a terrorist group for 8 years of the previous administration. And now, and it's not so much a religious issue. People, we love the Muslim community, the Muslims who want to be in America and who enjoy the liberties and freedoms that are here. But ISIS, who says, if you do not agree with me, you must die. They say that to their own people.
Exactly.
You know, from their own community. There are people who want to accept Christ in the Muslim community, and they just chop their heads off. I mean, that's terrible. So we have to know that we must have safe borders. And even my aunt, Coretta Scott King, during her lifetime said that America must be strong before America can open its arms to others from other lands. My aunt Coretta, who we were totally different, liberal and conservative, but we certainly agreed on that point.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying we have to have safe borders, and America needs to realize that and recognize that.
Well, you know, when they talk about immigrants, Alveda, of the past, immigrants of the past, of which my parents were, they came to assimilate. They came to add to the proposition of the American dream and the American way of life. And if there's a litmus test that should be taken with people who come into this country, it's are you friend or foe? Are you looking to add? Are you looking to, to add to the proposition of freedom here in this country? If you are, then fine. But if you're going to insist on being, operating your life on a law that is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution and the laws that are prevalent in this land, then, hey, you're welcome to visit, but you're not going to be here as a permanent resident.
That just makes so much sense. And in order for America to help the world, we have to be strong ourselves. You know,
exactly.
There's a poem that became a song that's associated with the Statue of Liberty. Bring me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Bring these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden shore. And so, as you say, if people want to be here, there must be something about America that they like and admire, but that is founded on our Constitution, in God we trust, and our Creator. We're endowed by our Creator with certainly inalienable rights. So to try to take away and dismantle all of these rights and these principles and then think you're going to enjoy America, that will not happen.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about this past weekend. We had the March for Life, you had hundreds of thousands of women and men come out for the March of Life. Of course, we're not covered by the media to the same extent that the Women's March the weekend before, Not surprising.
President Trump did mention that. He was on an interview, and he says, well, so the young man was trying to say there were so many more women at the women's march. What about your inauguration? He says, well, that's going to be a march next week. And he said there'll be 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, 600,000. Mm-hmm. And there were actually more than that. He says, I doubt you'll give that much coverage. And so that did force the media to do more coverage than they've ever done, the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I thought that was marvelous. I was at the prayer meeting, the National Prayer Service, right before the march. And I was just amazed because the Constitution Hall was filled with people, and the march was just phenomenal. The first time we had a standing vice president speak, standing here, President Trump tweeted, Kellyanne Conway was there. Just a remarkable day, wonderful day.
Dr. King, what's the takeaway here? I mean, you know, the mainstream media, let's say, would like to paint women, you know, in a progressive type of brush here. But what I am seeing and sensing, and you're at the ground level here, but what I am sensing is that they're this underground movement that is just swelling up in terms of the whole abortion issue, that it will be brought to a head, whether or not, the court make some changes here or not. I think that empirically and just practically, women are realizing that abortion is not the answer. Am I misreading this?
I read a wonderful blog by a young lady recently, Jennifer O'Hare. Her daddy, Mickey O'Hare, her parents, mom and dad, her family, they just really care about America and the values that have made America strong and beautiful. And so she wrote to the women of America, Jennifer O'Hare. I think you could probably find it if you look for it, listeners. Mm. But she asked women these questions. She says, why would you fight for something that's going to harm you? Why would you fight for something that would devalue your power to be mothers and to be healthy and to be strong? Mm. Why would you want to be a part of something that would disregard the sanctity of everything that's beautiful about you? And as she wrote that, I was like, yes, yes, yes. I even shared that with my own adult daughters. And that message is so important. I do agree that women should have equal pay for equal work. I do agree that women should be protected from all forms of violence and all of that and human trafficking and everything. But what about the violence of abortion? It doesn't just kill the baby, but it can make the mother sick with breast cancer, cervical cancer, depression, and all of those types of things. And so for them not to allow the pro-life women to be a sponsor of the march, and they said, this is about abortion. Mm-hmm. I was like amazed, but so many young millennial women were amazed by that message as well. And so I believe that if we're going to totally care about women and love women, we would do it with the little baby girls in the womb, from the womb to the tomb.
Yes. Exactly. Well, Dr. King, we are, if we've ever been in a cultural war, it is really ginning itself up and it's coming to a head. And it is a time for us to be in prayer. And
visit me at Civil Rights for the Unborn over at Priests for Life. I agree. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, absolutely.
Make sure. Civil Rights for the Unborn at Priests for Life. And I have a new book, AmericaReturnToGod.com.
Amen.
I want people to know about that.
Well, that's great. Dr. Alveda King, thank you as always for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage?